B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us right
now. From Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listened to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through
getting
me to America.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia page.
What high school
page.
Did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That.
Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add
you
it.
You added that.
I didn't even know.
You could be my new thing.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
And good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to your Tuesday morning on what's a shorter week for us. We're off on Friday. Hopefully you guys are too. It's Good Friday.
Yeah.
But if you're not, don't worry. The weekend looks okay. Rain on Friday, but then the rest of the weekend looks good for your Easter weekend.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Have the eggs and have a good time. You know, I have a friend, Taylor. He runs the functional fitness place in Southampton.
Okay.
And he does a very adult version of Easter egg hunt.
Oh, that's fun.
So evidently, he hides a bunch of eggs, and then you got to do whatever the egg says.
Oh, nice.
So if the egg says, take a shot of Fireball, you got to do it. The egg says, go chug a beer, you got to do it.
That's
oh, nice.
Fun.
I know.
We have something fun planned for Thursday morning on the MRL show. We're going to do something called The Last Peep Standing. I'm excited for that. I think we thought about this last year right after Easter.
Like, typical.
Yeah.
As soon as it passes.
We were like, you know what would be an awesome idea? Why did we do this?
So we're going to do The Last Peep Standing on Thursday. That'll be great. How is everybody's Monday?
Yeah, it's good.
Oh.
Oh, Loren, I have something for you.
You do? That makes me happy. Hopefully it's something
Monday
fun.
Monday was good. Oh, it's a look at it.
Thank goodness.
It's a saint church.
What?
It's a saint something.
It's Saint Joseph.
Saint Joseph.
And Saint Joseph is used to help you
sell your
home. Now, I spoke with my nanny, who is a devout Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, do you happen to have a Saint Joseph statue? And she said, I do. And I'm not joking when I tell you she walked from the living room to the kitchen and came back within two seconds with the St. Joseph statue.
That's
and I
so
said,
funny.
I said, Mary, how did you get that so quickly? She goes, I'm getting my cabinets redone so I don't have doors on there. I go, no. Why is it so readily available?
Right, accessible.
She said, this is our favorite thing in the house.
Oh,
we sold
I can't
two
take
houses
it.
In 24 hours with this St. Joseph statue.
Really?
Lorraine's trying to sell her house, y'all, and the Catholics believe that St. Joseph will help you sell the house if you bury it properly.
Yes.
What if you ain't a Catholic?
It still might work. You have to believe in it, though, I believe.
Okay.
You know?
I'm Catholic?
Yeah.
Let me see that thing.
So here's St. Joseph. 24 hours, my nanny said. Do you have a showing today?
I do have a showing today.
What time?
It's early. It's while I'm here.
Damn.
I know.
How are we going to get this in the ground there?
Aaron, go. Dig it in. Put it in.
I think you should go do it.
Really?
I mean, are we serious about selling the house? Or
yeah,
are we playing around?
I'm serious about selling the house.
Let's let Aaron sit through 2 hours of traffic to go dig this thing into a hole.
Let's tell our bosses when they want to know where you are that you went to bury St. Joseph in your front yard
and
see
sure.
how they handle
I'm
it.
I'm sure that'll go
and
well.
They're like, is that a dog? What? Did something happen?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Was that Woofer's real name?
I think you're going to get good luck with St. Joseph.
I'd love that.
Yes, Loren. Bury me in the yard, and I will sell thy house.
Ooh, how are you going to do that, St. Joseph?
The magic that is in my box here that I'm holding, Roy.
St. Joseph, ever thought about becoming a real estate agent? You should earn commission for this.
I have not, but I have often thought about getting into the voiceover business.
Ah.
You know what's so funny about St. Joseph?
What?
You can tell that he's been buried multiple times because there's dirt, like, all in his crevices.
That's not dirt. Oh, that crevice, yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You set me up for that one, Loren.
I apologize. I walked right into that. That was a layup.
Do you have any dogs, animals, pets that will dig me up?
Nope.
Wonderful. What time's your first showing today?
9:15.
Bury me. And I will sell thy house.
Oh my God.
Let's do this, St. Joseph.
I just want to recap. It's 6:06. And we've already done a voice for a Catholic saint. And we insinuated that he had crap all over him. All in comedy, of course. I just want to make sure everybody understands. 6 minutes into the show, that's what we've accomplished.
Well, it's called a warm-up.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I got that for you. My nanny needs it back, though.
Okay.
She loves it. So please don't forget where you buried it. Don't leave it with the new owners after you sell the house in 24 hours. Plus, now the pressure's on you. He's a 24-hour statue.
I
think your real estate agent will thank you. She's like, oh, I don't have to deal with the wrath of rent. I got St. Joseph on my side.
I had a moment yesterday. So how do I'm supposed to bury him face down, but facing the house?
Yes.
Head to the house?
Yes.
Well, yeah, you can Google it.
The front facing
that way. House. Okay. Yeah. I got it.
You got it. You got it. Watch her ground be too hard. She can't even.
The most common tradition is you bury the statue near the for sale sign. Place the statue inside the hole upside down and facing your house.
Okay, got it.
Poor St. Joseph.
No, lay it. Like, turn it the other way. No, you don't bury it that
way.
No,
we watched the YouTube videos. It was this way. It was head down.
Well, I don't know if it should be head down. St. Joseph's blood's going to rush to his head.
No, you're supposed to lay him down. Like, look. No, the other put him down. That's it. But facing.
Horizontally facing down in the dirt.
Don't know if that's right.
Well, I believe it is right, Lauren.
Okay, well, you're St. Joseph, so I'll listen.
Yes.
I just like the Catholic music that you got there.
Oh, can we talk about Notre Dame yesterday? What was that?
I think it's Notre Dame,
well,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Notre Dame's a football team.
I was so upset yesterday.
I was so upset because I just went to Paris.
Did you get to go while you were there?
I did not go inside.
No, I'm so glad that
outside.
We did while we were
there. I took photos inside, outside of it. No, the line was way too long to get in. Way too long.
I was so sad.
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about?
Underneath the rock. Doesn't know. That's like the oldest church ever burnt.
Yeah, I saw that. They think they saved a lot of the paintings.
Yeah.
And they said they saved two towers, but I saw one fall.
Yeah.
Well, but you know, the towers were rebuilt in like the 19th century. I don't care about the towers.
This was the crowd singing Ave Maria.
They think that it was started because of the reconstruction
inside.
There
was so much renovation when I was there.
Yeah, and it was like at the end of the day, somebody might have been welding.
Yeah.
Was that crowd a trained group or did just...
No, that was just in the midst of sheer ugliness, people came together to comfort each other with the song Ave Maria. That was not the cast of Rent.
How do they know the lyrics? I'd be Googling it. I'd be like, hang on, everybody.
Maybe they pulled them out.
Start from the top.
Okay, everyone, we're going to do Ave Maria right from the top. But yeah, that was a sad day. That's CNN sad. Was all over it.
Yeah.
And,
no, it's just history burning.
Right? Yeah.
You know.
And then seeing Wolf Blitzer takes a phone call from someone. And I'm like, this is going to be a prank call. Because he's like, let's go to David Johnson, who was actually there. And you're thinking that it's going to be a French person or somebody, but it's not. It's some American. And he's like, yeah, hi, we were at a cafe. And I'm like, he's totally going to get pranked here. They're going to yell Baba Booey.
Right?
No.
I'm telling you, that's what I thought. Why are you telling me that's not what I thought?
Because people wouldn't do that.
No.
How did he sound?
Suspicious at best.
At best.
And so he goes on, and they were at the cafe, and Wolf Blitzer's asking him questions. And I'm like, you're setting him up. And sure enough, Lorraine, you were right. He didn't. He held through it. He was at the cafe. He smelled smoke. Somebody said the cathedral's burning. And he said, no way. I don't believe it.
I would think in a tragedy like that, people wouldn't be pulling pranks.
Well, they do. They do, unfortunately.
They do.
Paris is a transient city. There's so many tourists there. Why wouldn't you think an American would be there?
Why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
I don't know. I because as soon as I heard that it was an American, I go, this guy's going to prank CNN.
Oh, I hope people wouldn't do that.
I mean, plus, they didn't interview a bunch of Americans on the news. It was always, you know.
Like locals.
It was locals they were interviewing.
Right. You want to get the local person, you know.
But it sucks. I mean, the area that it's in is such an old historic area. Like Shakespeare's bookstore is right there across the street from it. And it's
yeah. Well, apparently they saved enough that, you know.
Yeah, the inside, because evidently stone doesn't burn. Didn't know that. I mean, it seems like common sense, but evidently.
Well, that's what I, when I first saw it, because we went inside while we were there, and it is all stone in the chapel.
Yeah, so
but I guess
good.
The towers are.
Yeah. And then I did see something this morning. I got an alert on my phone that said the fire has been extinguished. Mm-hmm. Extinguished. And then as the firefighters were leaving yesterday, everybody was cheering for him. It was kind of a cool moment.
Oh.
So, hey, so that's what's going on in our lives. Loren, good luck with your selling.
Thank you. I'm Barry so
St.
excited
Joseph.
About this. Thank you very much.
You got it. And $1,000 at 8 a.m. this morning. But up next, the embargo is finally over. We could talk about Game of Thrones without people yelling about spoilers. 24-hour spoiler alert is over.
Oh my gosh.
And we have the new clips from the new Game of Thrones album that I know Roy is excited to hear. We're going to get into that coming up in just about 7 minutes, you guys.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Thanks to my wife, Amanda, for making me realize how great this song is.
Yeah. You sure she's not trying to send you messages?
Subliminal messaging.
It's like, I want to dance with a stranger. You idiot.
We talked about that. She goes, listen to his voice. I go, I can't get over the lyrics, dancing with a stranger.
Yeah.
She said, his range is unbelievable.
Yeah, Sam Smith is super talented.
And he's a great guy, too.
Yeah.
Sam Smith. So anyway, it is the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, Kiss 95.1. The embargo is over, Loren. We can finally talk about the first episode of Game of Thrones.
So excited.
My first question to you is, when you said that there's going to be 6 episodes released, you also said that they were going to be long-form episodes. Sunday night's episode was 54 minutes long.
You don't feel like it was any longer than normal?
No, it wasn't. It was actually over before 10 o'clock. And I thought the deal we made with Game of Thrones and HBO was that
it's going to be long.
6 episodes, but over an hour for each episode. Already robbed.
I think it's supposed to kick in at episode 3 or 4.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And by the way, for the Nicoles of the world who haven't watched it yet, it's 24 hours. Time's
it's time.
Up. Yeah. And by the way, nothing major happened.
That's not true.
It is such a first episode setup for everything else.
Sterling acted like it wasn't a big deal.
I think there was one thing that happened that was a big deal.
What happened?
You tell us, Roy. Take a guess. What do you think happened? You don't watch Game of Thrones, but it'll be funny to hear you say what you think happened.
Did someone invent electricity so I can watch the damn thing?
No.
It's dark. It's so dark. I cannot watch the show during the daytime because I have to, close all the blinds.
I know.
And they talk so low.
Somebody light a candle.
I'll watch it as subtitles. Is Thomas Edison in this dang movie?
No lie. Sometimes I feel like I do need subtitles because I rewind it, 6 times, and I go, Dallas, what did they just say?
Yeah. He's like, I don't know. He's like, I don't know. Dragon, I don't know. Like, what? Watch out for the dragon!
Yeah, and then all of a sudden it gets really loud.
Yeah, it does.
Anyway, it was okay. I'm looking for longer episodes, but Roy, you said that you read somewhere where they're going to get longer?
Yeah, I think I read the schedule. It's like Wednesdays when it kicks in.
Hey, Loren, right before...
The third episode.
Yeah, third episode. I don't know why I said Wednesday.
The Lumineers and Maren Morris and Mumford & Sons, Ellie Goulding, A$AP Rocky and The Weeknd.
They all came out with new tracks.
They are all part of HBO's For the Throne album, which is going to be released on the 26th of April.
Cool. We played one of these last Friday.
Yeah, I remember that. This is the Lumineers. It's called Nightshade, but it's all based on Game of Thrones.
That's cool. I haven't heard the Lumineers in a while. To royalty and can never behave. Some find a freedom like a man in a cage. Whoa. Fucking men in cages.
They didn't mention dragons yet. Some priests insisted it's a
test of the faith. Sometimes. And only holy devotion can keep the
devils away. There's only so much that a man can pray. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, sometimes the gay bars have men in cages.
Oh, that's their choice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This sounds like an awful song.
I don't know. How is that King of Thrones?
I know. He's talking about priests and devils.
Yeah.
And
no mention of Jon Snow or the... Oh, there we go. We built the wall to keep the... We built a wall to keep the devils at bay. There you go. A distant
army was marching. Oh, wait. Jon Snow built a wall?
A bunch of them built the wall.
Oh, yeah, that's very pro-Trump. That's very...
Yo, now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
It's to keep the Night King and the White Walkers away.
Yeah.
And I believe they paid for it.
I swear to God.
They built it and the Night Walkers paid for it.
I want Trump to go and be like, listen, China did it. Game of Thrones did it.
He will say that.
I want to do it.
That's a very Trump thing to say. I'm sure it'll get a thumb at some point.
I would love it.
All right, so Wendy Williams, she finally touches on her divorce, and we'll get to that here in a second. But we're getting new music very soon from Justin Bieber. Now, he's got a track where he's featured, it's Little Dicky's song, but Justin Bieber is featured on it, and we're going to get it on Friday. There were all these rumors out. The rapper confirmed it, tweeting out so many things I want to tell you guys, but let me just start with two simple words, Justin Bieber. Justin then retweeted it and added to it, let's save the world. So that'll come on Friday. In the meantime, though, Justin has been dealing with some issues at home. Now, not with his wife, Haley. There was a woman, an unwanted guest. They just moved into this place. There was a woman who was on the premises, and the cops had to be called. When she was busted, she was on the sidewalk outside the home, and she told the cops that she lived at the mansion.
Oh.
Yeah. So she was escorted off promptly. Mm. And speaking of Game of Thrones, Manny, John Legend had a little watch party for Game of Thrones, and it was him and his buddy. A Game of Thrones viewing party with no wives allowed. He said it's nothing against them.
You just need a little man time.
Well, Chrissy documented on her Instagram, and John said, you guys just ask too many questions.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like my husband feels like that when he watches Game of Thrones with me.
Yeah, I'll never forget when I took Loren to see Star Wars, and she was like, who's Chewbacca?
No, I was kidding. I knew who Chewbacca was, but I didn't know who anybody else was. All right, let's get to Wendy Williams, because she has finally addressed her eating divorce.
Yeah. Everybody has things in their life that they are embarrassed to share with the world, or they're not ready to share with the world. Addressing my sobriety, my addiction head on, has really helped me sort out every single compartment of my life.
She didn't really address the divorce.
She didn't address the breakup there.
Well, she...
The show
I think
didn't
she,
really address it. She skirted by it.
Well, listen to it at the beginning, because I think that was her saying, like, hey, I'm not ready to talk about it just yet, because she said there's things that you're not ready to share with the world.
I think it's some bull crap. I watch Wendy Williams, and she's ready to put everyone else on blast, but the moment she's in the dang Hollywood dirt, and there's some drama with her, she wants to skirt past it, that's screwed up.
I think she'll talk about it when she's ready. It's something really hard to talk about, and it's much easier to talk about divorce from the outside than it is from the inside.
Well, then maybe she'll realize she shouldn't attack other people who's going through it.
I will also say this. I think, I hope it's not, but I think it might be a little too soon in the wake of all this stuff to be moving out of the sober house.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I hope that she's really ready.
Yeah.
But that's your dirty.
Hey, up next in just about 7 minutes, the top brands of the year are by name. These brands are what you recognize. And there's a couple surprises that aren't on the list. We're going to talk about it and dive into that coming up just in a minute.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
So, coming up in just about a little over an hour from now, you're shot at $1,000 with the KISS cash code. But we're talking about the brands of the year.
Yeah, the top brands, the most recognizable brands. What do you guys think would be on the list?
Ugh.
McDonald's.
Yeah.
McDonald's is not
what?
On the list.
Really?
Really.
Huh.
Other fast food restaurants did make the list, like Taco Bell, Chick-fil-A.
Really?
What's this based on? How did they come up with the top brands?
Yeah, you're going to have to give us a little more.
Yeah, it's called the Harris Poll. It's the 31st annual Equitrend study, and it rates brands with media, travel, financial, entertainment, and they pretty much... have this whole, I don't know how they actually get people to vote. It's not really.
Well, no, but I mean, what do they base it on? You said. What'd you say? Media?
Like how they're marketed.
It's like media, travel, financial, entertainment, and more.
Okay.
And overall, 91 companies have earned the brand of the year honors, and this is the top 91 brand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Is Apple on there?
Yo, yeah. Well, and it's Apple iPad and Apple Siri.
Oh.
Because it even broke it down even more specifically.
Oh.
Google?
Google is not on the list. No. But like Breyer's Ice Cream is, which I find so interesting.
Are there, is there like TV stuff on there too? Like this is so broad. You know what I mean?
Like NBC?
NBC is not in the top list.
With Game of Thrones, I'm going to say HBO or Netflix is on that list.
HBO is on the list. Netflix not.
Really?
Yeah.
Is the Meaty Roy and Lorenz show on the list for brand of the year?
Negative.
He didn't say no yet.
Yeah, sure. I like it. Yeah. I'm controlling the list.
It was a write-in.
Yeah, I like that.
What was number one?
Number one on the list was In-N-Out Burger.
In-N-Out Burger is the top brand.
We don't even have one
here. Yeah, I know.
Oh, all right, well, then what's the top five? Let's see if we believe in any of them.
Well, you're not going to like it.
Okay.
USA Television, Macy's, Chick-fil-A, Texas Roadhouse, In-N-Out Burger.
Kind of felt like that was one. You didn't put good enough separation in between each one.
I feel like it was so bad that he just like lumped them all together.
Can I see that? Give
Why
me
do
that
you
art.
Want to see it?
Because you went too fast.
Okay, fine.
What's a Macy's Taco Bell?
He said Chick-fil-A, Macy's, Taco Bell. What else did I catch in there?
USA, Macy's, USA. Chick-fil-A, Texas Roadhouse, In-N-Out Burger.
The USA Network?
Yeah. Do you want me to talk slower?
That's good.
For you?
No, I got it.
All right.
Macy's, yeah, they have the parade.
YouTube is on there.
Yeah.
Not in the top five.
Not in the top five.
Chick-fil-A I could see on there.
I'm looking up, like, what is on USA Network?
Suits was on it with Meghan Markle.
Yeah. Chrisley's.
Chrisley knows best, yeah.
Yeah.
It's also the USA Network. You know, just the name itself
brings it
recognition.
Neiman Marcus was on the list.
Yeah, because I don't know anything else. Oh, Temptation Island's on there.
Nice.
Amazon Echo on the list. Krispy Kreme and Dunkin' Donuts came in at a tie.
Oh, nice.
American Airlines, Toyota.
I was gonna say American Airlines.
Yeah. Lay's potato chips.
No, like, clothing companies, though.
Neiman Marcus, if you consider that.
Yeah, but not like Levi's
No.
You know, like Nike.
No.
Top brands, and those aren't on. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we're shooting holes in this list.
I can't argue with anything they put on there. I just find it interesting where they rated it. Now I'm going to have to go through and look at all 91 of them.
Yeah.
And give my opinion. What are you laughing at?
Because you're like, I'll just go through all 91 of them.
Aren't you curious? I'm curious about all of them. I want to know.
Still to come.
We were told by our IT director
to
clean out the computer because we're over the max capacity.
Yeah.
You know? And so I was going through and I found so many funny old audio clips that we need to play back that we haven't heard in a long time. Get ready for a good laugh, you guys. It ranges from everything from like a drunk Roy to a screaming woman. It's all coming up around 6:50. Stay with us, you guys.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So yesterday our IT department came in and they said, hey, we need you guys to clean out the hard drive on your computer because we're almost at the max capacity. And I went through, I go, well, don't you guys clean it out because you'll delete everything.
Right.
So I went through and I found some funny things that we haven't played in like a long time. Like, do you remember this audio clip of a woman in Florida being attacked by a manatee?
Yes.
Okay, well, this was in there and could have potentially been deleted, Loren. Listen to this.
That is absolutely the best scream ever.
She thought it was like a shark, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I see it. It's right next to me.
And all it is just a giant manatee. And those aren't aggressive, are they?
No, I think they're like dogs of the ocean, right?
Well, they call them dogs. Sea cows, but yeah.
The dogs of the ocean. This is also pretty funny. This is the Manny, Roy, and Loren show without the Manny part. Out after, what show did you guys go see?
We went to Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen.
Oh my gosh, we had so much fun.
Yeah, I walked in. Sterling, so we didn't sit together because they couldn't group our seats. So Sterling and I sat on one side of the comedy show. Loren and Nicole and Nicole's ex sat on the other side. And when we left, the people on the other side were hammered. Like, Sterling and I was fine, but we walked out, and, like, Loren and Nicole, all of them are, like, beyond gone.
Oh, we were banged up.
This audio you're about to hear is Loren, isn't she, like, yelling at people, like, trying to cross the street?
Yeah, yeah. I'm walking out in the traffic.
You know what you're going to do? You know what you're going to do? He's bad. He's bad. He's bad. He's bad. Hey, that's my car. Stop.
Just pure yelling chaos. It's all happening. You guys are like the manatee person.
That's how they left. Like, I walked out into that.
I'm sorry, we're a party.
Let's see. Oh, this is a funny clip. So Yankee Pete, who's a legend in Charlotte radio, was part of our show years ago. Now he does traffic for all the Beasley stations. But he was in here recording stupid news for us before, like, we were going on vacation. And listen to this.
Denise Martinez is a dedicated girlfriend and a stupid criminal. Food's here.
The guy stopped right in the middle of it.
Squirrel.
Because he saw food. And he wasn't.
Denise Martinez is a dedicated girlfriend and a stupid criminal. Food's here.
And then, like, it wasn't edited to sound that way. No. Like, that's how his sentence ended. It was all.
Oh, man. Let's see. What else do we have? Here's Roy sent us a hey tell, and he had a couple cocktails. Speaking of spirits.
Ooh. I'm going to drink one for everyone. And I just cheers up, friends. Cheers up. I literally can't wait to come in and hang out with you guys tomorrow.
Aww. That's so sweet.
I was having a time of my life. Is that like when I used to go out during the week?
I guess.
Probably.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Keeping with Roy, a lot of people aren't familiar with the song Roy Is Not Awake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
By Katy Perry.
Roy's not awake. Roy's not awake.
Again, these are all things that were going to be deleted out of our computer.
And you saved them.
I did.
Roy's not awake. Yeah, he was fast asleep. He was counting sheep. Some drool on his cheek. Roy's not awake. I can't believe he snored so low.
I struggle with the mornings.
By the way, this is on the show.
Yeah.
He sounds like a hawk. Sounds like he's sawing logs. She could find him in a fog. Roy's not awake.
Yeah, Roy's not awake. That's a good one.
It was tough because when we started this show, I came from doing a night show. So going from nights to mornings was
tough, right?
It was tough, man.
Remember when Barack Obama was president and we used to get the mixes that he would make with the speeches? Mm-hmm. Here's him doing Taylor Swift, Shake It Off.
I love you back. I stay up too late. Nothing in my brain. That's what people say. That's what people say. Mm-hmm. I go on too many dates. But I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say. That's what people say. Mm-hmm. But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music in my mind. It's gonna be all right. There's a player gonna play, 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 play. And the haters gonna hate, 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 hate. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. Shake it off!
Oh, there's a couple parts in there, though, that they had to stretch. Like, they pasted two words together.
Oh, my God, that's so good.
There's the player. Gonna play, 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 play.
Oh, man, there's so much more. We'll have to get to more another day, but I found so much funny audio, aww, including drunk hey tells from Loren. Mm. A moment where I freaked out over a commercial because I couldn't record it right. Roy couldn't dial the phone out.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
All funny stuff, and we're glad you're part of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show family. Up next, though, just after 7, we got to tell you about a flight attendant who failed. No. Wait to hear what she did to her CEO on a flight. Coming up just after 7 on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
I got your chance at $1,000 Kiss Cash Code coming up at 8 a.m.
We need to talk to you guys. We've been here for an hour. We haven't heard from you. And it's not us. It's you. No. Give us a call, though. Seriously, if you ever screwed up in front of your boss, we want to hear those stories at 704-570-9595.
I mean, we share them with you daily.
Right. I mean, Roy just yelled at the boss the other day because the boss made him screw up.
Right.
Remember?
Mm-hmm. It's never my fault.
No, but do you remember you were like, you tripped over your words or something, and then you were like, because I know he's listening.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He got in my head.
Yeah.
I was too busy thinking about my boss, who's then going to later critique me, and so then I messed up my words.
You were worried about being judged.
And I said, if he wasn't in my head, I would have been fine.
You would have been fluid.
Right.
But the thing is that when your boss is around you, you tend to screw up by accident because mm-hmm. of the pressure like Roy had to deal with. Or maybe you're like this American Airlines flight attendant who didn't even know that the drinks you spilled on someone was the CEO of the company.
No.
Maddie
like,
Peters.
You have the worst luck.
That's awesome.
Maddie Peters revealed on Insta that she was absolutely mortified when she was bumped by a passenger and wound up spilling her tray of drinks right on American Airlines CEO Doug Parker.
Well, that wasn't really her fault, though.
It happens. Blame it on the turbulence. Blame it on the pilot.
It was the passenger.
While some bosses may not have been too forgiving about such a blunder, according to this article, Maddie said that Parker was actually super cool and a good sport about it. And they actually got to talk a little bit later on in the flight. She added, when he was getting off the plane, he told me he'd never forget me. I guess that's a good thing, right?
I don't know about that.
So he still flies commercial.
I think he flies his airline, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I don't know if he was doing an episode of Undercover Boss or what, but...
Well, I'm sure he flies for free. Why wouldn't he fly?
I mean, sure. I guess. I don't know. I guess I thought they'd have a private jet or something for executives.
I'm sure he was in first class.
Yeah.
When did you and how did you screw up in front of your boss? 704-570-9595. Did you cost the company money in front of your boss? And breaking something? I did landscaping when I was in college, and I'll never forget. My boss, he never came out. It was like a crew that he put together, and the mm-hmm. boss would just do estimates and stuff. Well, one time he showed up to the job, and I was on a riding lawnmower. And the riding lawnmower, I filled it up with gas, and then I went to, like, turn to go back to the yard, and I went right through a fence.
Really?
Right in front of him. He's like, get off that thing. You're not allowed on that thing anymore.
704-570-9595. Give us a phone call. How did you screw up in front of the boss? I remember when I was a server at the Country Cooking All American Buffet. The CEO of the company would come into our location to eat, and he'd bring his whole family every Sunday after church. It was just that was happened to be the location that the church was near.
Right.
And at a lot of restaurants that you go to, servers will be designated certain areas. But whenever the CEO came in, that you got the certain top people got picked.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was always picked, but I was a horrible server. I was only picked because his wife thought I was funny.
Oh, good.
But like everything about like there was this one time I forgot to put the order in. And so when he asked on like why it was taking so long, I was like, I think the cooks are really nervous that you're here. They're taking forever.
That's what you said?
Yeah.
And you were just throwing them under the bus.
Throwing them under the bus, making the wife laugh. You know?
I used to do the opposite. When I worked for Marriott in college, Mr. Marriott used to come to our hotel all the time.
Oh, Mr. I didn't realize that.
Did
was
he ever hang out
with Mr. Marriott? Yes.
Did he ever hang out with Mr. Hilton?
I don't know.
No.
But they would like people would bid to see like who would serve him, and I'm like, no, I'm out. I don't want that responsibility.
But I bet you tipped well. That's why they were.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
Right. When did you screw up in front of your boss? 704-570-9595.
Joe and Charlotte, you were only 15 years old when this happened.
15, somewhere around there, 15, 16. My very first job is working as a car hop for Sonic Drive-In.
Nice.
And
roller skates or not?
Huh?
Roller skates?
Oh, yeah, rollerblades.
Oh, wow, okay.
Nice.
And carrying a tray full of Route 44 slushes, and I clipped a rock with my blade and dumped four of those slushes on the hood of my the regional manager's boss's car. With our parking lot turned into a car wash. So he pulled out three of us, including me, of course, and said, make it spotless and y'all have fun.
Oh, my God. Power move.
Yeah, he wasn't even really cool about it, Joe.
Yeah, he wasn't mad. He was just like, you know, it happened, and at least it was mine and not a customer's, and we had a blast doing a car wash, and then, you know, that was it.
All right. Thanks, Joe. You know, this kind of reminds me, too, on Friday of last week, we were at the grand opening of the Dunkin' in Indian Trail near Sun Valley, and every manager from every restaurant across the Carolinas was there because it's a new type of restaurant, like the innovative Dunkin'.
Yeah, they like flew in corporate too.
I mean, the employees that were working there had their manager, their regional manager, Mr. Dunkin'.
Yeah.
You think they were nervous?
I know.
My gosh.
This is Kavan in Charlotte.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. So you were at Chick-fil-A. What happened?
Well, we juice our lemons fresh there every morning for our lemonade. And so I was talking to my boss as I was carrying some lemon juice to our cooler. And I ended up spilling about $10,000 worth of lemon juice all over the floor.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. $10,000 worth.
That's like gold.
Get a straw.
Right? Yeah. Put it back.
He just stared at me. He was all over the floor. And he's just like, wow, you just did that. I was like, yeah.
Oh, that ain't good. Thanks, Kevin. I like when our corporate is in town.
I do too. I want to talk to him.
When we find out corporate's in town, everybody around here in the business side of things, they all button up. They got their ties on. Everybody's tidy. Meetings.
Makes everyone nervous. Then Manny goes down with Roy and breaks the ice.
Yeah. We want photos with the CEO.
Yeah.
Hi. It's the morning show. The
corporate loves us. They hate us locally, but corporate loves us. And I love it because we'll do something that day, not even knowing that corporate's in town. I don't know, like put a bunch of fire ants down Roy's pants or something. And then the CEO will be like, hilarious segment this morning.
It's the only time we get praise.
Oh, so you heard that? All guys calling in this morning on this topic of when did you fail in front of the boss?
Troy and Rockwell.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, bud, tell us what happened.
Well, I was apprentice. This was a while back. I was apprentice for a roofing company, and my boss was, you know, you had to have a handful of nails, and you had to roll the nails from your thumb to your ring finger and your pointing finger. So needless to say, you know, you have to roll it, and then as soon as you get it to that point, you have to hit it with a hammer.
Mm-hmm.
So he was getting frustrated because, you know, I was going a while, and I wasn't as fast as him, and he's yelling at me across from the roof, you know, hit that nail. So I'm rolling, I'm trying, and I'm still not going as fast as him. And then all of a sudden, he, you know, keeps yelling at me. I'm getting frustrated. So then I roll one out, and I hit my hammer as hard as I can. Needless to say, I did not hit the nail, but I hit my thumbnail. My thumbnail popped off, blood started going everywhere. Is that nail good enough for you?
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Yeah,
Troy's laughing.
It was something to remember. So.
There you go, Troy.
I don't do roofing anymore.
How's your thumbnail? Did your thumbnail recover?
Yeah, but it ended up popping off.
Yeah.
Because it popped up, you know, half the nail was up. And
right.
And it ended up just getting black and blue, and about maybe 3 or 4 days later, it popped off, and the new one grew.
Lorraine pulled her headphones off. She was disgusted
by your specific play-by-play.
Thank you.
Not that you're putting me to sleep. I don't want to pass out from hearing the details.
All I asked Troy was, is his thumb okay now? And he went back through what happened again.
Yeah. Wow. We just got a text message that says I was a dental assistant and I put the numbing topical ointment on the wrong side. And after the patient got fully numbed from their anesthesia, they told the doctor that it was on the wrong side.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's a fail. Hey, Lisa and Davidson's on hold. She broke something that was irreplaceable.
Ooh.
We're going to hear from her coming up in just about 5 minutes, y'all. Stay put.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
We're talking to you guys. How did you screw up in front of your boss? An American Airlines flight attendant named Maddie Peters, she got bumped by a passenger and dumped a whole bunch of drinks on Doug Parker, who's the CEO of American Airlines. Mm. And why should you know Doug Parker's name? Because Doug Parker believes in Charlotte and has made the Charlotte Airport what it is now for us.
Yeah. Did you know Doug Parker's name before you read that article?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because when American Airlines, they merged with US Air, Doug Parker was the US Air CEO, and he took over both airlines.
Gotcha.
Anything else?
Nope.
Such a nerd.
I was just curious, because yeah. You are such an aviation nerd.
Well, it's great for Charlotte, what he's doing for us, man.
I know.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing really well. So tell us the time that you screwed up right in front of the boss.
I have a knack for this. So I was a graduate student at USC, and I was doing an experiment, and I was using liquid nitrogen. So when you have excess liquid nitrogen, you pour it off into a Dewar. You might have seen it on, like, the Food Network. It's a like a glass tower that you put excess liquid nitrogen in.
Okay.
And my boss had one that was given to him from his PI. And when I graduated, he was in his 70s. So it's been around for a long time.
And just for people that might not know, that liquid nitrogen is that fun thing that no matter what you pour it on, it whatever freezes. You pour it on freezes and breaks, like, immediately, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I was using it properly, and I had, you know, goggles and the proper personal equipment on. But when I poured it in, my boss happened to walk in right at the time that the entire thing shattered.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so this thing was about 3 feet tall, which is really large. And apparently they no longer make them that way because they shatter. But I had glass in my hair. The sound of it was so loud I couldn't hear anything. And he just looked at me and he laughed and he walked out. And I was like, well, I didn't get yelled at.
Like an explosion.
Right. Thanks, Lisa.
Dang. Wow. We just got a text message from 716 that says it wasn't me, but I used to work at a children's gym, and one of my coworkers shut off the bounce house while all the kids were still inside.
No, that's dangerous.
I know. They said the kids were okay, but my boss was fuming.
Oh, no.
Yeah, lawsuit. Dee Dee in Denver. Dee Dee, what happened?
First day on the job, boss asked me to move some vehicles, took a Camaro, his Camaro, and ran it over his Harley.
Oh, my gosh.
You ran over the boss's Harley motorcycle?
Oh, yeah. With his Camaros.
So there's damage to both, no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get fired?
But they kept me, so.
Insurance, you know, accidents happen.
I bet he won't ask you to move his vehicles anymore. That'll teach him.
Yeah. Hey, anybody but Dee Dee want to move a vehicle out there for me? Thanks, Dee Dee. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, okay?
Have a good one.
All right. Lorraine, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
So we all wondered what happened to Ed Sheeran's Game of Thrones character. But I'll tell you.
Ooh.
Coming up in 2 minutes in the dirty.
Ring it.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine, sponsored by Sycamore Brewing on KISS 95.1.
Farrah, welcome to the Meanie Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, you're playing Can't Beat Lorraine.
Awesome.
Have you ever played before?
Never.
Okay. Listen, all your friends are listening. Don't be nervous, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's play.
All right.
Throw her out of the studio.
Get out of the studio, Lorraine.
I am going.
All right, Lorraine is leaving the studio. She's pushed her headphones down, closing the door, and she's gone. Only us can hear these questions.
Okay. All right, here we go. It was almost a week ago that we had major controversy with Lorraine, but if you've been listening, she's got 86 straight wins. Wendy Williams finally touched on her recent divorce. True or false, Farrah, Wendy got her start in show business working on a radio show.
True.
Ariana Grande reunited NSYNC at Coachella, but was missing one member. This member is married to Jessica Biel. Who is that?
Justin Timberlake.
And question three, a lot of celebrities took to social media to share their emotional message about the Notre Dame Cathedral catching fire in what country?
France.
And new music is coming from Justin Bieber. What do his fan base call themselves?
Believers.
And question five, people are still freaking out over the Game of Thrones final season premiere the other night. What network does that show air on?
HBO.
Yep. Come on in, Lorraine.
Lorraine, it's going to be a tough battle. Our friend Farrah got them all correct, which means I'm not going to tell you.
All right,
you
all
get it right or wrong until the very end. You'll
be fine. A lot of your CBL contestants have been bringing it to the house.
I really have.
Question one, Wendy Williams finally touched on her recent divorce. True or false, Wendy got her showbiz start working in radio?
True.
Ariana Grande reunited NSYNC at Coachella, but was missing one member. This member's married to Jessica Biel. Who is that?
Justin Timberlake.
And question three, celebrities took to social media to share their emotional messages about the Notre Dame Cathedral catching fire in what country?
France.
We're expecting new music from Justin Bieber soon. What does his fan base call themselves?
The Beliebers.
And question five, people are still freaking out over the Game of Thrones final season premiere the other night. Name the Khaleesi's dragons.
All of them.
Really?
I'm joking. What network does that show come on?
What network?
Yes.
HBO.
I was really hoping that she would slip up and say Paris instead of France.
I know. Yeah. We're looking for little nudges here.
I know.
But she got them all correct, which means it's a tie. Ty stays with the house. Lauren, you have 87 wins.
Farrah, awesome job.
Thank you.
All right. You know what I want to hear, though, before we let you go?
Yeah, from my son. All right, go ahead, Jackson.
We're Jackson and Farrah, and we can't beat Lauren, but she can't beat us either.
You're right, man. You're right.
Thanks, buddy. You guys have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Too.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Show.
Well, you got to get to a War of the Roses between Gina and Parker.
I forgot about this. This is awesome.
Gina found some...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Suspicious lyrics? They're kind of like love song lyrics, and they're not about her. And so she's trying to figure out, is Parker cheating on her? We're going to try to get to the bottom of this. A must-hear War of the Roses. You will be shocked with what Parker does when he gets busted. It's all coming your way in 5 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Hey, Gina, you want to do War of the Roses with your boyfriend Parker?
So we met on Tinder. We've only been dating for like 6 months, and we really hit it off. And I don't know, we both agreed to kind of take things slow because we had come out of relationships that were long term. And we have been, like, we've been, you know, it hasn't been like a fast and furious 6 months. We've been kind of taking it slow, but I don't know. Now I'm afraid that I might be wasting my time because I think he might be cheating.
What makes you think that?
Well, so I found song lyrics on his computer. I know they were about his ex, Sabrina, because the song is called Sabrina. And
well, that's a good indication.
So he made a song?
Yes. Yes. He plays guitar and he sings.
Oh, that's
not
cool.
Well.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it's not.
I thought maybe we had a local artist, like maybe like a band, like a local band that people would know. If you said his name, would anybody know who he was? Or
no, oh. No,
hmm.
Yeah, no. I mean, I have the lyrics right here. If you want to hear them,
yeah, we would love to hear them. I mean, if it's especially if it's significant to you, thinking that you're being cheated on, is it like, hey, Sabrina, when I make out with you?
Well, so it's goes, oh Sabrina, you make my heart sink. Oh, Sabrina, when I look at you, I can't blink. Oh, Sabrina, you're the one for me. But there's something stopping us, so we can't be.
Well, isn't that bad?
I mean, that has to make me assume that I'm the one stopping them.
Funny.
Because we're dating.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Okay, well, who's to say that the song lyrics aren't old? Maybe he wrote the song a long time ago
that's
for
fair.
Her.
I thought that too, but I looked at the date on it. Like, you can see when the draft was saved, you know? And no, it was from like yesterday. Like I said, we've really hit it off. So,
all right.
I don't know. I just kind of wanted to test it.
That's fair.
Okay. Well, we'll call him, see who he sends the flowers to. If he doesn't send the flowers to you, be quiet because we want to hear what he puts on the note, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's dial Parker up.
Hello?
Hi, Parker. My name's Emma. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I'm calling today because we have your name and number here as the winner of our tag contest on Instagram.
Okay.
So I have $100 in beautiful free red roses for you to send to someone. Congratulations. One of your friends tagged you in our post.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, great. Do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send them to?
Actually, I do. I really do, yeah. Can I send it to a girl named Sabrina? Can that be the name on the card?
Sabrina is who you want to send it to?
Yeah, Sabrina, S-A-B-R-I-N-A.
Okay, and what would you like to put on Sabrina's card?
Sabrina, I think it's finally our time.
Just that?
Maybe a song lyric would be nice for Sabrina, you know?
Kind of what I was thinking.
This is not a flower company. This is the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show with War of the Roses. There's a segment where we catch cheaters.
Wait, what? Hi, Parker. It's Gina.
Gina heard everything. She knows that you sent the romantic package to your ex.
Yeah. Okay, wait.
That sucks. I kind of had a feeling, I'm not going to lie, but I think that pretty much cements it.
I wanted you to find out a different way. This is not how I wanted you to find out.
So you're not denying it at all.
Yeah. I don't know how you want me to find out.
I was going to write you a song. I was going to write you a goodbye song to you.
Oh, ironically, that's how she thought you were cheating on her. She found your song, the lyrics to Sabrina.
You went to my computer?
It was sitting there. You left it open and sitting there.
You still snooped. I mean, come on.
Who cares, dude? You're the one cheating.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, let's not turn this around. I mean,
I was literally going to sing you a goodbye song and then just end it, and then that would be it, and it'd be over.
You were going to write her a breakup song?
That's awful thoughtful of you.
I'll save you the trouble. You don't need to.
I kind of hear it. Yeah. Why don't you go ahead? We're on live radio. Not a lot of people get this opportunity. Why don't you, with the blessing of Gina, of course, why don't you belt out a line?
My throat's kind of bad this morning, but I can. All right, let's try this. I can't believe I'm doing this. Gina, our time together was wonderful. I'll never forget your smile. But it's time to put some miles between us, Gina.
Oh.
I just want to say goodbye. I'm leaving you for Sabrina.
Okay. Now I'm starting to think he's only dating Sabrina because it rhymes with Gina.
Right?
Listen.
That's how you were going to break up with me.
He's no Adam Levine, let's be honest.
Wow. Ow. Yeah.
Hey. You know, at least you're getting out now before you're 3 years
down
the road. Yeah, a good story to tell.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Ultimately, it's not going to be a good thing for you anyway, Gina. I mean, Parker will end up on The Voice, and it's going to be very difficult, you know, for him.
Because when he becomes a major star.
Yeah, he's going to be, maybe even a judge. He'll be sitting next to Adam Levine, you know, after he becomes a breakout star. Okay, all right, Dan. All right, Gina, now you know. There you go. We're all winners today having heard that song.
The
MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. If you got that code word for $1,000, you got to text it to 45911. That's how you can get the $1,000.
We don't get to world premiere too many songs here on the MRL Show, but it is a world premiere Tuesday. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. You've tweeted about it. You've texted about it. You loved it. You wanted to hear it again. We give you Parker from War of the Roses with a song called Gina. You ready for it?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Let's try this. I can't believe I'm doing this. Gina, our time together was wonderful. I'll never forget your smile. But it's time to put some miles between us, Gina.
Oh.
I just want to say goodbye. I'm leaving you for Sabrina.
That was the War of the Roses. If you're just getting in the car that we heard about 7 minutes ago. Oh, what are people saying, Loren?
I hope Homie has a day job because that was awful.
That song
was the best.
I'm not even sure the guitar riff is matching
the song,
the lyrics, you know?
He's, you know, he's an out-of-the-box thinker. Nothing has to be uniform.
We need to know, though, because there are creative people out there. And we're having fun with Parker because he was a cheater. So we kind of don't feel bad making fun of his dumb song. He should have dumped Gina if he wanted to go back to his ex, Sabrina. Roy has a theory on that. He only sings songs with Ina at the end.
Right.
They all have to rhyme.
Yeah. But did someone ever write a song for you? And were you embarrassed hearing it? Or was it the most amazing thing ever? 704-570-9595. Anybody in here have someone sing or write a song for them?
I am not good with people singing to me in general. Like, I get really embarrassed and I laugh. And it has nothing to do with them or how good or bad the song is. I just feel strange.
Right?
Being the focal point.
But let's say that Ed Sheeran is your bae. Still?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Like, I even... Okay, you know when we, like, sometimes we get privy to, like, these artists, these, like, small artist things that we get
intimate
to see? Yeah,
performances.
If it's, like, 10 or less people in the room or somebody is looking at me and singing, I have, like, it's like I'm allergic to it. Like, I have the worst reaction to it. I just don't, something about it just makes me feel weird.
Really?
Yeah.
See, my wife did like trained singing growing up. In fact, she used to compete against Justin Timberlake's group in Memphis back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So obviously JT went on to do his thing and Amanda's married to me.
Right.
But, you know, everybody's a winner in their own way. But Loren, Amanda would love that. So opposite you.
I
would
know.
Be such a major turn on to have a one-on-one song about her.
And I've never dated anyone musically talented. You know?
I didn't either. Now, my brother Rich did, and he said one time he went on a date with someone, and she went back to the piano at her place, and she was banging away on the keys, and it was like, Richie, I love you. And he was like, he had to do what Loren did. He had to sit there and hold a straight face. She's like, it was awful.
It just makes me so uncomfortable. And I love live music. Don't get me wrong. I just can't, like, have somebody staring into my soul and singing.
How about you, Cassidy and Charlotte? Your first boyfriend wrote a song to you?
Well, okay, so he wasn't like, it wasn't like my name in it and everything, like it wasn't written for me, but he wrote rap, and he would sing them, like as like dedicating them to you or something, like he would sing them to you, and it was so awkward.
But were they personalized lyrics, or were they just lyrics from another song?
It was like, they were personalized lyrics, it was just lyrics to like his life and stuff, it wasn't ever like dedicated to me, but it was still super creepy. It was like, I was like 15, he was like 18, he would just be singing to me, and like, whoa. It was not good at all. I had to just sit there and pretend like I loved it.
I know. Well, we asked Gina in that War of the Roses right before we even got on the phone with him, you know, oh, were the song lyrics good? She goes, no, he's not good.
Yeah.
But
he thinks he
sorry,
is.
Cassidy, yeah.
Somebody texted in and said, that song just made my baby cry.
Oh. Anonymous in Charlotte, hello, and welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ray Morning Show.
Good morning, all.
Hi, someone did a song for you?
Yeah, it was a guy that was, we were kind of dating, but he did write a song for me, and it was really sweet. It was a good song. He was a good artist, so it was a good song. But the second part about it was kind of like, well, no, I don't want to be exclusively dating with you, but I'll always be here for you if you need me.
Oh, my gosh.
Interesting. Okay.
That is interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I can say he was a really nice guy. It just, you know, it just wasn't a thing for us.
Yeah.
It was a good song.
Better singer than Parker?
Way.
Yeah. Thanks.
Oh, no,
all right, Marion in Salisbury.
Hey, so I have a hilarious story. This was 15 years ago. I just started dating this guy. I was working at McDonald's at the time. I was like 16, 17 years old. And I had caught wind that he had been writing a song about me, and I was working up at the register, and out of the corner of my eye, I see him walking into McDonald's with an acoustic guitar.
No!
Yes. And he walked inside and just started playing the song that he wrote for me. I just blacked out. I don't remember any of the words. I never wanted to hear it again.
I would die. I would crawl under the register and die.
Marion blacked out. Oh, that's so funny.
It was embarrassing. It was awful.
Marion, did it sound anything like this?
All right, let's try this. I can't believe I'm doing this.
Me neither.
Gina and our time together was wonderful.
Yeah, I think they should hook up and start a band together.
Oh, my God. It's so funny. Thanks, Marion. Thanks for listening. Did you see that text message? Somebody said that he wrote a breakup song about all of his exes, and at the end he said, all my exes suck except for you. Allie's awesome, and she's Allie.
His current girlfriend's Allie?
I guess, yeah. He said, my ex wrote a song about all of his exes and how they all suck, but at the end of the song he put, except Allie, she's still cool. I'm Allie.
Oh, that's awesome.
But it was still a breakup song?
I don't know. You know what? That, see, here's the problem. Some people are good performers but can't write a good song.
That's true.
Parker can't do either.
Yeah.
But I assure you, we are going to isolate this, and this will be part. We were playing funny clips this morning from the past on our MRL show. This will go into our Hall of Fame for sure.
Still to come.
Sing it, Loren.
What do you have coming up in your dirty?
Wendy Williams. I like that dirty. Wendy Williams, she's finally kind of addressing those divorce I don't want to say allegations because it's happening. But she's finally kind of addressing it. I've got some audio for you coming up in the dirty.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Mania Weather and Morning Show. Got to
get up. Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get up. Hey.
Got to get up. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mania, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
We were talking about when people wrote songs for you. And how embarrassed you were. It's really funny. If you're just joining us, you got to listen to the podcast on the Kiss 95.1 app and go back and listen to the War of the Roses. Parker sang a song on it. But that reminded me that earlier this morning we played a song from President Obama.
We did. We were cleaning out our computer and found a bunch of cool audio.
And he did Shake It Off by Taylor Swift. Listen to this.
It's like I got this music in my thing. It's going to be all right. Because the player's gonna play. And the haters gonna hate, baby. I'm just gonna shake. Shake it off! Shake it off! Breaker's gonna break. And the faker's gonna fake, baby. I'm just gonna shake. Shake it off! Shake it off!
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
That song is so awesome, but I love when they have to piece two words together to really, like, you know, he didn't really say the word, but it's a stretch.
We're
going to make him say it. All right. So, Wendy Williams, she's finally addressing that impeding divorce that her and her husband are going through. And she also says, she kind of addresses it. She also says that she's going to be moving out of her sober facility.
Everybody has things in their life that they are embarrassed to share with the world, or they're not ready to share with the world. Addressing my sobriety, my addiction head on, has really helped me sort out every single compartment of my life.
Mm. So, you know, a little roundabout, but I think she's saying that, you know, that's why she decided to get the divorce.
Now that she's sober, she's more awake to what's going on.
Yeah. Right. I just hope that it's not too soon to leave the sober facility for her.
Especially with all that's going on.
I know. And that, like, the divorce is so new. Her husband or ex-husband just had a baby with someone else. So there's just a lot of things to trip over. I just hope that the baggage is where it needs to be. All right, so Justin Timberlake, he reacts to the NSYNC reunion at Coachella. And as for why Justin didn't join the reunion, he says that he was just a little preoccupied wrapping up his Man of the Woods tour Saturday night in Connecticut. And according to sources, they're saying that it didn't leave much time for rehearsals with his bandmates, so he needed to decline.
Mm.
At least that's what he's saying.
Okay.
And Ronda Rousey, she has just announced that she is going on an impregnation vacation.
Whoa.
What? That she plans to step away from the WWE once she conceives.
Oh, okay. I thought that was different.
You thought maybe she was going away to get pregnant?
Yes.
Yeah, I
can
see that.
Well, that is what she's doing. She's going on a vacation in hopes that she'll get pregnant on vacation.
Oh.
And then she's going to step away from the WWE once she does get pregnant.
That's exactly what I thought.
Okay, yes. That's what it is.
When you said once she gets pregnant, we thought that's when you meant she was going to take the vacation.
I see your confusion.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like me and my wife. We're never on. I communicate on the radio for a living 5 days a week for 4 hours a day.
Yeah. Right?
And then I'll say to Amanda something and she's like, you left out a major part. No, sorry.
Well, happy baby making to Ronda Rousey.
All right, what's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Loren like?
There is something called My Vanity Mirror Store, and it's really cool because it can take any mirror and for just $25 turn it into a vanity mirror. And guys, I know you're probably thinking, well, what's a vanity mirror? It's the mirrors that have the big light bulbs all around it that, you know, gives you the perfect light to do your makeup. And the kit is only $25. You can turn any mirror into that vanity mirror.
I need that because the lighting in my bathroom, although it's good, isn't great, and I miss hairs when I'm shaving. And I need like either a big magnifying mirror, which I don't want because I can see all the pores in my face. So I think just better lighting.
Okay, so this could help you.
Either that or I'm going to have Roy come over with a miner's hat and just stand on top of me so I can see where I'm shaving.
Also a vital option.
Yeah, all right. Hey, you guys want to play a fun game? Well, I call it a fun game. You guys will probably be disgusted by it. I don't know. I'm going to put something in my front pocket of my pants. I'm wearing jeans today.
Okay.
And I want you guys to feel the object.
I think I said yes too soon.
Roy and Loren, I want you guys to feel the object, and we're going to play a round of guess what's in Manny's pocket.
Okay.
Oh, it sounds like a very creepy and fun game.
I'm so curious. I'm so excited about the object I put in my pocket.
Okay.
I'm so curious if you guys are going to guess what it is.
All right.
All right. We'll do it coming up in just about 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits. It's 95.1. We are the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. And we're going to play a creepy fun game called What's in Manny's Pocket?
Okay.
I'm going to put an object in my front pocket. Roy and Loren, I'll have to guess what that object is simply by feeling it.
Okay.
And you yell out your guesses, and I'll tell you who's right and who's wrong. Right. And I hope that this becomes a game that will stick around, and then maybe Loren could go next, or Roy after that. Producer Nicole could get in on it.
Okay, so Loren and I are going to take our headphones off, plug our ears, and you're going to whisper and tell the audience what's in your pocket, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Tell me when you guys are ready.
Ready.
Go ahead.
Sunglasses. Hold on. Sunglasses. All right. Take your hands out.
Good.
How long did that take? Why did it take so long just
to... I know.
Because I said it twice.
Oh, okay.
All right. Manny is now walking over. No, he's actually currently trying to...
Put it in his pants, I think.
Put it in his pants, yeah.
All right.
And he's
are you
now-
all set?
All right, he's walking over to our side of the studio.
Okay, now this is in your actual pocket. It's not like in your pant leg or anything like that.
Well, can you at least hide it a bit more?
It's in my front pocket. Hold on, let me.
Why is this the whole thing?
I forgot to do something.
We're gonna use all the microphones.
Okay.
So I wanted to turn it on. Okay.
Oh. Okay. So.
All right, Loren, feel what's in my front right pocket and see if you can guess. You can look. You don't have to not look. Oh, boy.
How big is it?
It's like 4 inches long.
Why am I grabbing it so hard? Be gentle.
Okay.
All right. Now, I turn the object over. You can take another.
Okay.
It looks...
I'm just pressing on it, basically.
Describe what it feels like. Is it a cylinder? Is it a square?
It's like two sticks and a board.
A two sticks and... What?
Yeah. It's like two sticks and a board.
Okay.
I'll come to you. Okay, or you can come to me.
He's coming over.
All right. Hi, buddy. Guess what's in my pocket?
It's hard.
In my front right pocket.
All right. I know what this is.
I
absolutely know what this
is. Hold on. Let me turn it over and you can...
Right? It's two sticks and a board. That's what it feels like. But what is it?
Yeah, I know what that is. It's a pair of sunglasses.
What were you going to say, Loren?
I don't know, but that sounds right.
Ladies and gentlemen, in my pocket is, as you already know, a pair of sunglasses.
Hey! Yeah!
Good job, buddy.
Watch out now.
You're good at this.
I felt the, you know, like on sunglasses.
Roy,
the,
do you have?
I'm pretty good at feeling what's in guys' pants. I'm pretty good at it.
This isn't Roy's first time.
Yeah, what sense? You know how they say the sixth sense is the ghost sign? What's the seventh? Is that the 12th sense? Knowing what's in people's pockets?
No, I knew I was gay. Kept feeling other dudes' pockets. So I found what I wanted.
I'll tell you, Loren was aggressive in feeling what was in my pocket.
I feel like I do everything aggressively.
Well, as soon as I felt the little area for the nose, I was like, oh, that's sunglasses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you guys like that game?
Yeah, it's fun.
I feel like we should bring it back again.
Okay.
Let's do it one day.
Minorly creepy.
Yeah, minorly creepy. Loren, I want you to go next.
Okay.
You got to find something funny to put in there.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome.
But okay. We got to sign a waiver before
I
we
have
do.
These, like, cool zipper pants, too, so you won't see anything.
Oh, well, yeah. We have to unzip thy pants?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, good. All right.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Next week, we're going to play What's in Roy's Mouth. We're really going to go down the...
All right.
Hey, guess what's in your pocket is a fun game to play, an icebreaker game at like a party, at an adult party.
Yeah, okay.
You know? I wouldn't do it with kids, but with an adult party, it'd be fun. Okay. Hey, speaking of bringing stuff back, there's a story that Roy told yesterday, and it was on my mind, Roy, all day. You told it at like around 7 a.m., and then I was thinking about it. I put myself in your position and realized that I had done the same thing you had done several times.
Okay.
Can you share that story again?
Yes, I can share the story on how I was an idiot in front of someone because I mistook their identity.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it happens a lot. We have the text messages to prove it. We'll tell you what happened if you missed it coming up around 8:50 this morning.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
So yesterday I shared this story. I ordered some food. Some Chinese food delivery. And I was getting off the elevator. And my apartment sits at the very last end of the hallway. Like, if you're near my apartment, you're there to see me.
You're furthest from the elevator.
The furthest from the elevator. And so I saw someone as I was getting off. And I saw someone near my unit. And I thought it happened to be the delivery person. In which I said, oh, hey, my apartment's right here. It's a little hard to find. Come on. And the person kind of followed me. And come to find out they were not my delivery person. They were someone else there to meet with someone else in the building. I felt really bad.
And I thought about this all day yesterday because Roy ordered Chinese food. The person that was delivering it was of Asian descent. Yeah. So you just kind of we generalize and put two and two together a lot, and we're all guilty of it.
Had brown bags, which the Chinese restaurant I like to go to gives it to go in brown bags.
I meant to ask you, I didn't get this answer yesterday. Was it indeed Chinese food in the bags?
I don't know.
Okay. You didn't get like a waff or a smell?
No, and you're I didn't smell anything.
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't sit there and go, okay, so then what are you doing here?
I didn't get the information.
But what was the person doing there? You told us yesterday, but
she was there to see someone two doors down from me, and she was lost.
And she was bringing her food for to eat. Okay, so you mistook them as the Uber Eats delivery person.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then I told a story about how I was at the gym a couple weeks ago, and I was talking to someone, and I was talking, I thought they were my contractor, and I was talking to them about things that were, he had worked on in my house. I was like, dude, the steps on the deck are great.
This person's like, I don't know what he's talking about.
And no, they were just kind of like, oh, good. Yeah.
That's
and then
good for you,
then all of a sudden, like, he mentions a mutual friend that we have. I play tennis with the guy. He mentions a chiropractor friend that I play tennis with. And I go, in my head, I'm like, oh my God, you idiot. That's not who you think it is. This is another person, but they look so much alike.
Yeah.
And gosh, Roy, I thought about it all day yesterday. I'm like, there are so many instances where someone comes up to me and talks. And I either have no idea who they are, or I think that they're somebody entirely different.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what we want to hear from you guys. Give us a shout. If you actually met someone and you thought they were somebody else and you had a full conversation, 704-570-9595, who did it turn out to be and who did you think they were? It's only human to do these mistakes, by the way.
Sure. And you meet so many people, you know, it's like, it's hard to keep everybody, like, sometimes you know faces, but you can't remember names or where you know them from.
Yeah.
And everyone goes through that. Someone just texted in and said, one time my husband got into the wrong car when he was leaving the store. I came out and he was full on having a conversation, sitting in some guy's backseat he didn't know. When he realized it, he looked terrified, as was the driver. And then another person from 704 texted in and said, I get mistaken as a teaching assistant all the time. My teaching assistant is older than I am. And because I look so young, they assume she's the teacher and I'm the assistant.
You know what's even worse is like when you know you're supposed to know them. You know what I mean? Like there's people at my gym I go to and I'm not an every day or I'm not an every week or sometimes I miss. But, like, I've worked out with the same people, and I should know them.
Mm.
And I should know. They know me.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I can't get their name.
How about, like, the people that are like, do you remember me?
Yeah.
Oh,
you're like,
what's drilling you?
What's my name?
I hate that. We had that happen here when we first got here.
I want you guys to tell that story. Roy and Lorraine were looking for concert tickets, but they had to know somebody who works here. They had to know his name.
It didn't go well.
It did not.
And your phone calls after 9.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So you were talking to someone, and for a good portion of the conversation, you thought they were someone else. 704-570-9595. Totally natural. It's a human instinct. It happens. Roy accidentally thought that someone holding food and bringing it down his hallway at his apartment was a delivery person.
It wasn't.
It was just somebody showing up at a friend's house bringing food.
Yeah. Mm. My bad.
Okay.
But that's not the first time that that's happened.
Yeah, but it's worse when I order Chinese food and the person was Asian descent. It looks like it's...
You're right. Fair. But
it don't look good.
But the person was very nice about it and
laughed,
right?
Yeah. We all laughed.
You didn't invite yourself over like, hey, my food's not here yet. Mind if I sneak in and see what's in the bag?
No.
And I told the story about how I was talking to someone just a couple weeks ago at the gym. Turns out it was someone I played tennis with. I thought it was my contractor. You can imagine how I felt when I'm telling him the deck is great, the step's not squeaking anymore, and the guy's going, doesn't say anything to me. Like, would you have stopped me at that point?
No, I think maybe I'd just think that you were excited about that.
Well, clearly that person had to think that, okay, Manny doesn't know who this is. Like, Manny thinks I'm his contractor, and I'm somebody he plays tennis with. And finally, like, he didn't say anything, and I was like, oh, in my head, that's not him.
Let's talk with our buddy Josh in Lancaster. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, man. So tell us about the time you had mistaken identity.
Okay, so me and my wife, you know, we go in and do a lot of everything together, and y'all know me. I talk and not think what comes out of my mouth. So I'm standing there looking in Walmart at the men's briefs, and I just reach back and grab a buggy, and I start telling my wife, I said, you know, I don't know what I want, and I go into details what I'm looking for and everything, and I look back, and it's a man and a woman, and the man looks at his wife like, he's like totally confused, and his words is, why is he telling you about the underwear he's looking for?
Oh, my gosh.
I want to crawl under the display and die because I thought it was Vicky.
Josh, you could have started a major fight between that couple, too.
Besides that, he was bigger than me. I don't know if I can outrun him.
We're getting a lot of text messages. I mistakenly pinched someone on the butt, thinking it was my boyfriend's butt. I went to the bathroom. Oh, he was online getting ready to pay.
Yes, I've heard of different stories like that, but I tell you, if I mistakenly pinch somebody on the butt, it ain't my wife. I might end up in the morgue because she's going to kill me.
That's it. By the way, we have something really cool planned for Josh and his wife, and I think we should make like a big formal announcement about it rather than just bring it up now.
Yeah, I think so.
But Josh, you know what it is, and we're super excited to be part of it, and a lot of people can be part of this.
Exactly.
So we'll talk about it next week, all right, dude?
All right, brother.
All right, there's Josh. This is funny, too. I was mistaken for a Target employee. I was wearing a red dress shirt and khaki pants. A man came up to me and asked where some objects were. I'm not an employee.
I was getting a ton of text messages about red polos and people being mistaken.
Really?
As Target people, yeah.
I could see that. By the way, you know, not to get too off topic, you know that Target employees call their customers guests?
That's cool.
Yeah, it was, I needed help, and someone's like, hi, I have a guest that needs assistance, and I was like, hi.
It's like you came over.
Yeah. This is another funny one from area code 828 text message. When did you accidentally mistake someone? One time as a kid, my mom and I were in the store. I ran up and started digging through my mom's purse. Came to find out it wasn't my mom's purse I was rummaging through.
Whoops. Boom.
Thank God the woman was understanding. And then somebody else got into someone's car. She said that her husband had run into the store, and she was sitting in the front seat. Her baby was in the back seat, and another man got into the car.
Oh, my gosh. I would flip.
She said she was speechless. Finally, he looked and realized that the car was already running, and he didn't need to put his key in it, and said, I'm so sorry. I had the same exact car two spots over.
It could happen.
That's how you get pepper sprayed.
It could happen.
Jeez, Loren, quick with the pepper spray trigger. My gosh.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.